Okay, we're starting the Sefer, Sefer Chesed HaNefesh. I don't know what you have there. If you have what I have, it's page 24. Before that, in this Sefer, there was a Hadama from of Isaac Sheriff, Baboki Yeshiva, wrote a Hadama to this edition. We're starting from page 24. The sign says who the Cheshbon HaNefesh was and when he lived. You can look at the sign outside. Chishavti d'rochoi, he calls the pasuk in Tehillim. Chishavti d'rochoi, I calculated and I made a cheshbon of the way I'm acting, the way I'm living. Ba'oshiva raglai alei doisecha. So I was able to direct my steps to your mitzvahs. That means anything I did, David HaMelech is saying, was calculated. It wasn't done. There's two steers to doing things in a calculated way. You can do things out of habit, so it's not calculated. You're following your habit. That's your habit. It's habitual. So you're just doing it without thinking. It's called regilus. That's one. Or you're doing it blindly. You're following your emotions. You're following your midos. You're angry, so you do something. You're lazy, so you don't do something. You're arrogant, so you act a certain way because of arrogance. So you're not thinking. You're led by your emotions. So there's two steers to chishavti d'rochoi. One is acting, we'll call it blindly, without seichel, led by what he'll call in a few lines your animalistic instincts. So that's not chishavti, that's not the human faculty of calculating what you should do and when you should do it. You're not making a cheshbon. And also habit, you're certainly not making a cheshbon. Moshe l'shnei chenvonim, he starts off, two storekeepers, echad osher chochom, one was rich, he had a lot of capital, and he was smart, he was on the ball, he was street smart, the more b'mlachto, he was a very capable young man. V'chai b'zman, uv'mokom sh'scharoso, ma'le socher harbe. He had what to sell. People wanted to buy what he had to sell, and he was in a good location. The Yeshalei coped some tumid, and the store was full all hours of the day. He's busy. Who shoked yom v'layla lahachnas schora laotzoro to order more merchandise, ulufanosa lakonim, putting it out on the shelves. He's not thinking. He doesn't have to. He says this person doesn't have to. He's head over. He's rolling in dough, we call it. He's rolling in dough. He has more money in his wallet. The cash register is full at the end of every day. And he just buys and he sells and he has all the money he needs. He doesn't have to. So this person doesn't need an accountant. I guess he didn't have income tax in his days. So he doesn't need an accountant. And it's going well. Everything's going great. It's going easy. I mean, it's going to schmear. He has an item that people want to buy. He's in a good location, and that's all. His worry is to make sure he orders more merchandise for the next day's onslaught of customers. Rua kitzum esmali din reizav. The cash register is full. Mayor Rebbe Shalom ubona otzoras chadoshos. His worry is he has to build a new machzan to hold all the merchandise that he could order. Umachnis v'solchem tzoras chadoshos. That's what he's busy with the whole day. The einu mafane libo lecheshbonos klal. He doesn't need an accountant. He's too busy for accounting. He doesn't need an accountant. He has no need for one. He has all the money he wants. It's going geschmiert. The Hasheni, and there's another storekeeper. Oni Bedas, he's not that bright. Uva Mamon, and he's barely making ends meet. The Chai Bizman of Amokam, Shane Scharosa Harifa, he's selling the wrong thing. He's selling like last season's ties or something like that. Below Milos Kharbe, his profit margin is 0.01%. Bushari Badaiga, and he's worried the Safik Tomid, he always has to worry in Hachnososod, if his income, Machrin is Hotzaosod. He's living hand to mouth. He has to worry on the scale, on the budget. He has to worry about his books. If at the end of the day he's suffering a loss or he's suffering a profit. His money is living hand to mouth. His profit margin is tiny. He doesn't have many customers. he ekes out a living. Maybe he's eking out a living. If he does the books, he's going to see that he's losing money every month. He's better off closing up shop. Umach Hashem lo parnosa acheres, and this is his parnosa. Harehu b'nei beisim l'sukonim lomus l'fuchei rov. So they're in danger, chas v'sholom, of starving to death. So what is he going to do? He's going to hire an accountant. Bein lo takono acheres. So he has no choice. He has to know exactly what works, what sells, what doesn't sell. Maybe he's going to find out that on Mondays business is very slow. It's not good for him to open the store on Mondays. It's not good for him to open at 9 o'clock. He's better off saving the electricity, and he'll open at 11 o'clock. He's going to have an accountant come in, see what sells, what doesn't sell, what people are buying. He has to do that. He can't go on like this. He can't go on worrying every month if he has enough money to live. He's going to have to make a ledger and get an accounting and an accountant. And he's always going to be checking his... He'll make an account at the end of the day. He can't wait till the end of the week. He certainly can't wait till the end of the month. Every day there's like a sword hanging over his head. So he has to know what's moving off the shelves, what's not moving, what's this season's thing, what's... Maybe he's charging too much, scaring customers away. Maybe he's charging too little and his profit margin is too small. Should he borrow money? He has to live like that. He has to make a cheshbon. He has to know what works, what doesn't work, what's kedai, what's not kedai, what brings him greater profit, what brings him in very little profit. And maybe it's not even kedai. He's spending more money on whatever, on advertising, than this item is getting him in. Then he makes like a little joke here in the parentheses. He has plenty of time to spend on the accounting. There's not much going on in the store. Anyway, the other guy's busy. He has plenty of time. He could make his accounting. But when he makes the accounting, he will learn what taka sells better, because he's living on the edge. He's living on the edge. You know, supermarkets. To put it on this shelf or that shelf. If you get an item in a supermarket on eye level, you're a glitlicha, right? And if you're not Motza Chaim Beinei, the guy that runs the supermarket, he puts your item on a lower shelf, and all of a sudden, why do you think the OU does so well? The OU does so well because the profit margin is so small that the difference of people that will buy it, Muslims also, it seems, or even marginally from people will buy something with an OU. The profit margin in a supermarket is so small that it's worth it for them, it's worth it for companies. There's so much competition out there, and the profit margin is so small that it's worth it for them to pay for the OU if that'll get them like that little edge in sales, and then you multiply that by the Pathmarks all around the United States, right? And it's kedai for them. Apparently it's kedai for them. Many more companies have an OU on their product than is justified by the straightforward economics of Orthodox Jews that want to keep kosher. The OU doesn't run bargain basement sales. They charge good money for the OU. And there's a reason why companies pay. It's the Jewish tax. Okay. So he says, you'll do your accounting. Yogi, it might be today for you to stay, I'm just thinking now.
What?
There's a grand finale in food also. It might be today. Right. So he'll learn through the accounting, Ezus Chori Yosef Harifa, Ezus Man Malasacha Yosef. You know, they know Tuesday is a slow day, Wednesdays you make the sales, right? The Yiddish, they know, you think. They know. Believe me, they know. They know when housewives go shopping, and if they go shopping when they're hungry, and when they shop for Shabbos, and when you put Pampers on sale, you know, and where you put the Pampers in the supermarket, and the candy by the counter. Because they're living on the edge. Through keeping an accounting, he can investigate what works and what doesn't work. The lachkor, He's not just living blindly. He knows now who is. A lot of work. But when you're living on the edge, you want to know who are my customers, what sells, what days do they sell, is it kedai to advertise? Right? He's going to get an expert to tell him if it's kedai to take out a full page ad or a half page ad. Does it really make a difference? He's going to constantly be making cheshbonos if this is kedai, if that's kedai. He can't afford to make the wrong move. He makes the wrong move once, twice, three times, he's out of luck. He's out of business because he's living on the edge. That's the second storekeeper. Everybody understands the nimshel already, what the sefer means. It's not called sefer cheshbon nefesh for nothing. Anyway, the al ken yuchal lahamik v'lachkor v'iske k'nias v'mechiris b'nei yischarai. So, ulahamtzi takbulos chadoshos, he goes, oh, I'm going to advertise on Mondays when people buy the paper because there's sports section. I remember New York Times, you know, Sports Monday, do you still have that? Where am I from 11 years ago? Do they have a sports section on Mondays still in the New York Times? I am so old that I remember when they started. What? Every day, the Sports Monday, Sports Tuesday, Sports Wednesday. Scott Nordeus. Anyway, so you know that's when you're going to advertise your sneakers that are on sale, because that's when there's a sports section in the paper. I mean, if anybody is involved in business here, I mean, I'm not describing big solution here. I'm describing Goram Pshutim, the way people who have stores, who have customers. Dentists don't have to worry. Doctors don't have to worry. But
you have to pay us
a little time. New schemes, miyom liyom, lahalo scharamola, od yosef yosef, to make a little more profit. Ulaharim, he has to be clever. He has to be cunning. You know, he's very cunning. There's a lot of psychology. I don't know, a lot. There's plenty of psychology in ads, in the fonts of ads, and what attracts the eye. There's a lot of psychology. A lot of, you pay good money for people that advise you how to advertise, and you know, where to advertise, and what size letters to make, and the product placement in the stores. That's ulaharim, to be clever, to be cunning. Because a little profit margin on every item, 0.01% more profit on every item sold, if at the end of the day, the guy's making a living. And if that's cut out, right, three customers less, I'm not talking about supermarkets now, I'm talking about a doctor. I don't know, doctors, you know, doctors are not as rich as you think. Not in this country, that's for sure. Right? So five customers less a day, maybe 10 customers less a day, they don't turn over enough, so that's it. The Yasmid opens there, so let's look at this person. And he'll continue with these painstaking calculations, let's say at least for a year. Until he sees where he's going, where he's headed. At the end of the year, he calls in the accountant to make a final tally to see if he should keep his business open or not. Maybe, because he could have a good week, he could have a bad week. At the end of the year, once a year, he'll make a cheshbon, you know, is it kedai the whole eisek or not? Keneged ha-achnosa, b'chdei lamod al tochen cheshbon ha-odef shel ha-achnosa. So, does he have any, is he making more, is there more coming in than going out? B'yisalik al-kaponim and ha-sakonim and ha-daiga, he won't worry anymore. He's eking out a living. Baruch Hashem. V'chein b'chol shona v'shona. He'll do this once a year. He'll see if it's kedai to keep the business going. Achegil achay parnosa. Someday he's dreaming. He'll make a parnosa berevach, beoneg, b'siyata d'shmaya. Bahanimshol b'zeh, bahanimshol yizbor b'chibul zeh baruka. I am writing this sefer, so I hope my sefer is the nimshol. You know, Rabosai, what he's trying to tell us is that, you know, you can be doing a lot of mitzvahs. Not you. People can do a lot of mitzvahs. They could be doing more avaris than mitzvahs. And if they don't sit down with the ledger to make an accounting, they could be losing money every day. You know, a guy could have a store with a lot of customers, and he has high overhead, and he, right? And at the end of the day, he sits with the accountant. The accountant says, you have a lot of customers. You're losing money. You should start turning away customers because it's not good for you to open up, right? You're losing money. When you open the store on Tuesdays, you're losing money. So we've been doing a lot of mitzvahs, but if you never make a cheshbon, I don't want to say the nimshal of close up the store, but it might not, I mean, let's call a spade a spade. Sefer Cheshbon HaNefesh is saying it might not be kedai to go on living. It might not be kedai. You might be losing every day. You might be sinking deeper into the morass of more averus than mitzvahs. Right? All you need is every day you're doing, people could do two more averus than mitzvahs every day. Little Torah, Lashon Hara, lack of kavana by davening, Otsa Hashem Shemayim without kavana. You know, you start thinking it's extremely scary. And at the end of the day, if you're like, okay, I'm a little in debt, go tell that to the storekeeper. If the one day he's a little in debt, at the end of the week, at the end of the month, he starves to death. As he says, you know, he has no money. So the only Eitzah is to make a ledger, and he's going to teach us in this Sefer, first of all, he's pushing how to make a ledger, complete with the boxes and the squares and the checks and the X's. He's going to tell us how to make a ledger, but more importantly is how to recognize what's a minus and what's a plus, so that you can keep your books in order. You don't have to hire a special accountant. It costs a lot of money to hire an accountant. He's going to teach us how to recognize, so we finished our Hakdama, and now we'll start the Psicha in Yitzhak Hashem next week.
Can you
put the shear somewhere as quickly as possible?
Which one?
Although, what? The shear? No.